We all know, Rabotai, that Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, is the day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges all the people of the world. As the Rambam writes in Hilchot Tshuva in Perek Gimel, Hilchot Shana v'Shana shoklim avonot kol echad v'echad mipa'e olam im zechuyotav v'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. We all know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us, is evaluating, is comparing how many zechuyot does a person have to how many chas v'shalom sins a person has. And that's on Rosh Hashanah. We all know that. The Rambam writes it clearly. The Gemara talks about it. But there's a glaring question, Rabotai. It's not written in the Torah. In the Torah Shebichtav. If you look in Parashat Emor, for example, where the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is introduced to us, B'chodesh ha-shevi'i, b'echad l'chodesh, Yom Teru'ah yelachem, Mikra Kodesh yelachem, Kol melechet avodah lo ta'asu, it doesn't say one word, not even a hint, that the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. I mean, this is the core of what we feel, of what we know of Rosh Hashanah. It's not written in the Torah Shebichtav. Now, in Tehillim, in the Mizmor that we say on Thursday, which is also the Mizmor that we're going to say on Rosh Hashanah, so there is an allusion to it. What does it say? Tik'u b'chode shofar b'kese le'yom hagenu ki chok le'Yisrael hu mishpat le'lokei Yaakov. So David HaMelech, he wrote in Tehillim, when we blow the shofar, which Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Even that is not openly clear, but it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Which holiday do we have where the moon is covered? Every holiday we have is in the middle of the month where you can see the moon. But Rosh Hashanah is Bakese leYom Chagenu. What does it say? Ki Chok leYisrael hu Mishpat leElokei Yaakov. It's a day of Mishpat. So there is a hint, but that's in Tehillim. That's in Ketuvim. I mean, you would think such a thing should be written in Parashat Emor, in the Torah, in the Chumash, in Torah Shebichtav. It's a good question. It's a very good question. It's fascinating. But Baruch Hashem, it should make us feel very, very lucky. Very lucky. We have what's called Torah Shebe'al Peh, which means the idea of Yom Adin is absolutely, completely given to us by tradition, mouth to mouth. It's as if Hashem is saying, listen, you're the only ones I'm going to tell this secret. If I put it in the Torah Shebichtav, you know how it gets around. The Bible translated to all kinds of languages. I'm giving it to you as Torah Shebe'al Peh. You're going to know this is Yom Adin. But why? Why is that? Why is it given through the Torah Shebe'al Peh? So Rabbi Eliezer Ginsberg, Shlita, the Rosh Kollel of Mir, has in his Sefer Nachalei Mayim, he gives two answers here. Like to quickly share them with you. One of them, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted by design that the idea that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin should be given to us through the Chachmei HaTalmud, through the Torah Shebe'al Peh, the oral law. He kept it covered in the Torah Shebichtav. And the reason is as follows. Because Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Zikaron, Yom Rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking into the world to see, is this world worth continuing to exist or not? That's what's going on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is going back to the day of creation. Should it continue to be created? Should it continue to exist? Should life be given, distributed to all Ba'alei Chaim in this world? Is it worth it? And is the reason for which the world was created still the reason? What's the reason the world was created? Am Yisrael, Bereshit bara Elokim, Bishvil Reshit, Bishvil Yisrael Shem Nikraim Reshit. The world was created for Israel. Let me check into Israel. Are they still fulfilling the purpose that warrants creation to be continued? It's a tall order. And by the way, that's why on Sukkot, Chazal say, we go outside, we're holding the lulav and etrog, we as like a person who's going out, he came out victorious from the din. Which means Am Yisrael demonstrates, Baruch Hashem, the world is given a stamp of approval. Here's the lulav and etrog, a sign of victory. So how? Says, the fact that Am Yisrael takes it so seriously that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. That means they take the words of Chachamim, they take the words of the Torah she'Be'al Peh with full emunah shelema, that it's given to us b'masoret from Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. That's a very, very big zechut, you know, Rabotai, that even the malachim can never claim for themselves. The malachim, their emunah, is it Torah she'Be'al Peh type of emunah? It's Torah she'Bichtav type of emunah. Because anything that they know, they receive firsthand. It's firsthand information. They see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Torah she'Be'al Peh, this is secondhand information. This is masoret. This is by tradition. Am Yisrael takes Yom HaDin so seriously, even though it is only written, it is only given in Torah she'Be'al Peh, not Torah she'Bichtav. That is such a sign of devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I see you are still Reshit. You are still deserving to be the crown of creation, the reason for the existence of life in the world. That's why by design, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept the concept of Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah as a Torah she'Be'al Peh concept in order to give more zechuyot for Am Yisrael. He says another reason, very quickly. Rosh Hashanah, we find that we're constantly eliciting the zechut of Akedat Yitzchak. Constant, v'akedat Yitzchak hayom lezaro tizko, right? We're praying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember Akedat Yitzchak, we blow the shofar, Elo shel Yitzchak, to remind Yitzchak, et sha'are ratzon. The whole thing is about Yitzchak. We read in the parasha about Yitzchak. Everything is about bringing to mind, so to speak, of Hashem, the zechut of Akedat Yitzchak. Now, if we think about the story of Akedat Yitzchak for a moment, what is the difference between Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu in this story? Avraham Avinu, of course, I mean, he passed the test. This was a big nisayon. He listened to what Hashem told him to take Yitzchak and to bind him for him. Absolutely. But after all, Rabotai, for Avraham Avinu, think for a second. What was it? Was it Torah she'Bichtav type or was it Torah she'Be'al Peh type? Torah she'Bichtav. He heard it from Hashem. Binvuah, Biruach HaKodesh, whatever you want to call it. He had Nevuah. Hashem told him, Kach nayit bincha et yechidecha. But what about Yitzchak? He's walking with Avraham and he's during the way, Yitzchak is already trying to figure out what's going on here and he asks him what's going on and Avraham is not even telling him right away, you know, Elokim, Yir'elo aseh le'ola beni, don't ask too many questions. And then he comes to the Mizbeach, it doesn't even say that Yitzchak hesitated. It says, Vayakod et Yitzchak menu. Immediately, imagine this. Avraham is saying, guess what? It's you. You're the one who's going to be on the Mizbeach. Yitzchak, be'emuna, shelema, be'bitachon, male, ve'gamu, kachu ratzon Hashem, that's what Hashem wants. Put me on. Now Yitzchak, was this Torah she'Bichtav? Did he hear it from Hashem? He heard it secondhand. He heard it from Avraham. Avraham tells him, in the name of Hashem, listen, this is what we have to do. What's that? That's Torah she'Be'al Peh. In order to bring out the zechut of Akedat Yitzchak in its fullest way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants on the day of Rosh Hashanah that Am Yisrael should demonstrate the type of emunah, which is a higher level of emunah, not only Torah she'Be'al Peh type of emunah. That's why the whole concept of Yom HaDin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relegated to Torah she'Be'al Peh. Let's see if you consider this something worth your concern. And Am Yisrael do everything they can. Yom HaDin, preparation, selichot, tefilot, tachanunim, shofar, v'chule. Because it's Yom HaDin. Yere'im v'charedim. How do we say in Chon Tachon? Yere'im lefanecha. We come to you with fear. מה, זה לא כתוב בתורה, אבל זה תורה שבעל פה. תורה שבעל פה, you're talking about. ועקדת יצחק היום לזרעו תזכור. You deserve that the זכות of עקדת יצחק should work for you לחיים, לטובה ולשלום ולשמחה ולברכה. ביחנן המלכה שאומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר. תודה.